This is the Wikipedia page for Zombie Knife. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. We want everyone to subscribe, not only because you're good people, but because if the zombie apocalypse came, we'd be all on the correct side. Am I right? We'd be zombies. Here we go, everyone. Zombie knife. A zombie knife, also known as a zombie killer knife or zombie slayer knife, is a type of ornate knife or bladed weapon inspired by zombie films. These knives can range in size and shape, but are commonly defined as having a cutting edge, a serrated edge, and images or words, whether on the blade or handle, that suggest it is to be used for the purpose of violence. Despite being designed for collectors and survivalists, the appearance of zombie knives led to their increasing usage in criminality. In 2018, parts of the United Kingdom made possession of such knives illegal.
History. The first series of zombie-themed knives were released in 2011 by American knife company KABAR after a company official joked about the need of knives capable of killing a zombie when firearms aren't available. The original set of six knives named Karen, Acheron, Famine, War, Pestilence, and Death featured distinct neon green handles and a biohazard symbol. Commenting on the company's zombie knife line, CEO John Stitt stated that when exhibited at trade show SHOT 2011, everybody laughed at us. However, the next year everything was green. Everything was zombies. Soon, other manufacturers such as Gerber joined the zombie craze by releasing their own zombie apocalypse-inspired products. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you reminisce about when zombies got really popular for a minute.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. We're doing everything we can to clear the world of zombies and inform you. Criminalization in the United Kingdom. In 2015, after years of falling numbers, knife crime in London increased by 18%, while the number of people murdered yearly increased by 26%. Responding to the figures, the Metropolitan Police outlined the sale of zombie knives on the dark web as one of the rise's contributing factors.
A statutory instrument in English law has banned the importation, manufacture, sale, or hire of weapons of this type having a blade with 1. A cutting edge,
2. A serrated edge, and
3. Images or words, whether on the blade or handle, that suggest that it is to be used for the purpose of violence.
Sarah Newton, the Parliamentary Undersecretary of State for the Home Office, published a statutory instrument amending the Criminal Justice Act 1988. So as to prohibit the sale, importation, and manufacture of these knives, with effect from 18 August 2016. The prohibition was implemented by amending a statutory instrument made under the Criminal Justice Act 1988. The Offensive Weapons Act 2019 further prohibited possession of zombie slayer knives, even in private.
To bring Scots law in line with the equivalent law in England and Wales, the Scottish Parliament amended the relevant legislation, enacting the Criminal Justice Act 1988, Offensive Weapons, Amendment, Surrender, and Compensation, Scotland Order 2022. This made possession of the knives illegal in Scotland and established a three-month period in which the knives could be surrendered to the police in exchange for compensation.
Wow. That is crazy. Just a knife caught on and caused crime to go up. It's not like they didn't have other knives, but this particular knife also made the crime go up.
That is interesting. I want to know more about that from like a sociological perspective.
I bet there's just like some people who like the fact that it said violence on the blade. So it kind of like opened something up in some people who may not have knifed people normally.
I don't know. Maybe.
If they're like, you know, they just got possessed by the idea of knifing someone once they had a knife that said, I'm a cool knife person.
Like, I'm definitely anti-violence, obviously. Do I think it's a little overboard to, like, ban knives that have words on them? I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm going to say this. This has been the Wikipedia page for Zombie Knife.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your banned weapons.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.